Live from Melbourne, Australia, it's everyone's favorite comedy sketch podcast, The Grub!
We're here all the way from Crabman's Shack. We love the grub.
Go funny lady!
Love you!
I drove here 5 hours from Dickman's Crescent, and I love the grub. Yeah! Hey, Janine, I did it! Fuck you!
I've come down from North Queensland to see the grub, and I can't wait to see all my favourite characters, including boyfriend and mummy's big friend. Thanks so much, everybody. Love the grub!
I'm here all the way from Washington, D.C. to see my favourite podcast. It's the grub! Go Washington Wally Boys!
Welcome to the grub.
Beautiful to be here, and we're joined this week by a very special guest. Just kidding, it's Edo!
Hey, I'm back, you dumb cunts.
She back.
I wish I could delete that.
Well, you can, actually, but
we're not going to. People need to
I'll
know.
Do a different one. Say it again. Do it a different one.
Right. Okay, well, keep this in, though.
Yeah. Okay, welcome to the grub, everybody. Ben, would you like to say anything?
It's me, yep, Ben, and you are Greg.
And I'm Greg.
And unfortunately, we've got Edo in the studio.
Hello, I'm back, you fuckheads.
Yeah.
Pretty similar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's slightly, yeah, I like, yeah, cool.
I hate myself.
Why do you do this?
I don't know.
Why
I
do you
be
do this?
I want to be better.
Hmm?
So you're back.
I'm back.
You're back from the UK.
Thank you.
Did you get out?
I was there for so much.
Did you get out just before they officially left? Or you were still there?
I was there when they voted in Boris Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was there when, Scotland hasn't left yet.
But they will.
They're going to.
And then I was there when they Brexited.
Yeah.
And I was there for Megxit.
Which was Harry and Meghan leaving.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, you know, you could almost say that you were the cause of those things.
Yes.
Happening.
I can and will say that.
I don't know like the science of it, but definitely. It seems like they didn't have those things before you went there. And then you went there and coincidence or not, I don't know.
Those things happened. I mean, as you know, I'm a huge Boris Johnson supporter.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Then that's
she really
the
is.
Reason.
In secret, yeah. In secret, yeah. She's...
Not so secret.
You helped campaign
not secret.
For him.
Well, not though. Secret anymore, yeah.
Yeah, I campaigned for him. I was over there just crunching the numbers and helping
Edo
out.
Edo loves supporting... You know,
right-wing
causes
governments.
That are against her own interests.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously I'm a royalist as well, so the Meghan Markle and Harry exit was a disgrace.
Devastating.
Yeah. And what do you think about Scotland leaving? They're probably going to leave.
Terrible as well.
And can I just say I love the Scots?
They're great.
I think they're some of my favourite people.
I did some gigs up there this time and, I had the best time away from the Brits.
I don't mind them. I do despise what they've done to food.
Okay. Yeah.
Like even I think it's gone to like I had a deep fried Mars bar and went,
They do like to fry it up, don't they?
They love frying it up. When you're in Edinburgh, you do crave a fresh
just
meal.
Just anything.
Just a bit of lettuce.
Yeah.
Just a single crisp.
But
leaf
they've
of lettuce.
They've committed to it and you can't really fault them on that.
Yeah. That's true. You can't. That's the one thing you can't fault them.
Yeah.
But they are a good people.
Yeah,
like
they love
Scots. Scotch.
And for a while, I was just like recently. I had like just all my inner monologue was in a Scotch.
Oh, really?
I don't understand.
Through a rough patch, or
no? I just think I was drinking a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a rough patch.
Well,
by definition.
Nah, man, I had fun.
Well, we've got a lot to get through, so we're back with Edo. We're here on the grub. Let's get stuck into it.
Come on down to Moot Locker this weekend for 50% off all Moot products. We've got a new Moot print detector that'll detect a print of your Moot to give you the best fit for your Moot possible. Come on down to Moot Locker for 50% off this weekend only. Moot Locker.
Welcome back to the grub. Ben, as you know,
festival.
The festivals are upon us. The comedy festivals, there's festivals happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in Perth and Adelaide, but also in Brisbane Comedy Festival begins, and it's then the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Everywhere except Darwin.
Yeah.
That's the slogan.
It's Melbourne. It's Comedy Festival season, and because it's Comedy Festival season, we've got a guest who is a frequent guest on our show, who's been doing comedy shows all around the place. You might remember her show last year, The 60-Year-Old Slut, and The 60-Year-Old Slut Goes on Safari.
Yeah, two big hits.
Mm.
It is one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. Mary Seymour, thank you for joining
us. Hey, fellas. How good to be Mary? Back. Hey, haven't seen you in so long.
I know.
Mm. Yeah.
Last time we saw you, I think you were you in? You were in London?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I made a couple of friends over there and a couple of confusing things about accommodation bookings to look out for.
That's right. You lost a lot of money over there, didn't you?
Yeah, but I often say something lost is experienced.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yeah.
Loss is experienced.
Yeah, and all that, you know, and people are suffering and they sometimes, you know, that manifests in violence.
Hmm. Well, that is harrowing.
Yeah.
Mary.
Yeah.
What have you got cooking? You've just come back from Perth, is that right?
The Perth International Fringe Festival.
It's just the Perth Fringe world. Mm-hmm.
So I've been over there with my brand new show, fellas.
Oh, you got a new show.
I've got a new show, fellas.
Oh, well, drop it on us. What is it?
Yeah, all right. It's called Mary Seymour in Mary Seymour's Menopause, Mammaries, Memories, Memonems. And memories.
Yeah, confusing title there. Yeah,
no, well, it's all the M's.
You've brought a little fly here for us.
Yeah.
And it's got, I can see, because it's quite clever. It's got two big M&Ms covering your breasts.
What are my exposed breasts?
Mm.
But I've put the M&Ms on there. That's part of it.
The show's called, because your name is Mary Seymour.
Mary Seymour in Mary Seymour's Menopause, Memories, Mammaries, M&Ms, and Men.
Can you just say M&Ms?
M&Ms and Men.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're Mary Seymour on the show's. So you've got Mary Seymour in Mary Seymour's.
Are you producing yourself? You're managing yourself?
No, I've got a very special new director/producer.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know if you've heard of Scout Sparrow.
No.
Get online then, because he's running all sorts of workshops and things. And I was lucky enough to audition for his program of, you know, like theater and all this. And then he's also for a fee directing and producing my brand new show, which is called Mary Seymour in Mary Seymour's Menopause, Mammaries, Memories, Memonems, and Men.
I do want to jump in here because and just a disclaimer to our listeners because you know,
get online.
People probably like comedy.
Yeah.
You know, who are listening to this, you might maybe there's people out there who think, oh, I might give this comedy a try myself.
Yeah, go on. You know what? Mm. Don't think that because I'm 60 now, I'm not going to try new things. I say try new things.
Absolutely, try new things.
That's how I got into that situation last week.
Exactly. The biggest I want to get to that in a second. I just want to say the biggest thing here is do never, ever do a comedy course.
Yeah.
Anyone who's saying, I will teach you about comedy.
But Scout Sparrow's one of the best clowns in Australia.
Clowns.
Yeah, he's wonderful. And he's, you know, very, you know, he you know, for a price and all this.
A price.
And
what was
the price? An online course as well, so get online.
What was the price for this online course?
Well, you do you've got up front about $1,800 to get.
Jesus.
Well, that's for all the online resources. And they've got PDFs that they can send through.
I can send you PDFs.
Well,
I got heaps of PDFs. PDFs.
And some of the PDFs had the pictures of, you know.
Like a letterhead.
Yeah, and all clowns that I can refer to. And
yeah, you mean like.
So that's the startup pack to get that and get online. Then you get the online access. And every time you access a subject, it's $600.
Whoa.
So, and there's in a unit, there's about 10 subjects. And then if you're very lucky like me, he then agrees to produce your new show, which is called Mary Seymour in Mary Seymour's Menopause, Memories, 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 and Men.
What is he charging you to produce this show?
Yeah, well, it was $5,000 at the outset, but then when the ticket sales come through, it's about he does the 70 and I do the 30.
That's crazy.
Yeah, how
that's,
do you expect to make any
crazy.
Money?
That's crazy. Well, you don't pay $5,000 at the outset.
Well, no. I always look at it as life throws you up an opportunity and you take it and you run with it. Mary, that's how I ended up in that panic room last week.
Yeah. So what's the panic room?
Well, me and some of the boys, some of the fellas. Mm-hmm. I've got a few new lovers.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tony.
Got a couple of lovers?
Yeah.
Is he the Tonys we know or are these new Tonys?
Yeah, well, there's still young Tony still around.
The young Tony.
Bless him, yeah.
I thought he was quite upset.
Yeah, but we've got an understanding and he's now happy. We don't have intercourse anymore, but he's happy to do orals.
Sure.
So we've arranged, we're happy with that arrangement.
Yeah.
And I don't do them on him, but he's always doing them on me.
Okay.
So we
have. That's good to think about.
Yeah, get online. And then we had, then I've got Jeremy's new.
Jeremy. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Jeremy.
Well, he wears a leather jacket. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Hello, that's, knock, knock, who's there?
Cool.
A spunk.
How old is Jeremy?
Jeremy is 55, I'll have you know.
Oh, wow,
and
55.
He's divorced.
Wears a leather jacket.
He's divorced. I met him up at the pizza place in Coburg.
Yeah.
And we go, anyway, so he was there and a few other of my fellas were there and we got into a panic room and some little Tony had an episode.
Do you mean an escape room or a
One of them. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Not a panic room. An escape room.
Panic room is where you lock yourself away.
Well, because Tony had a panic attack, which is why I'm
saying
that.
Okay.
And
that
then
makes
he,
sense.
He lashed out.
Yeah.
But he's all right.
He's okay.
Anyway, I take every opportunity.
Yeah.
And as you know, fellas, that's not all I'm. So I'm taking that show to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yep.
And that's not all I'm doing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
What are you doing?
I'm coming on your podcast.
Yes.
Oh.
Get online.
Our live podcast.
Surprise!
We haven't officially confirmed that, but we are doing a live podcast at the Melbourne
International
Comedy Festival.
Why wouldn't you want me, fellas?
Well, I mean, look, We'll have you up there.
Yeah, we just haven't confirmed to your emails yet about coming on.
Well, I'm here to tell everybody that, I'm happy to come down.
Okay.
Yeah, now, your emails are always quite long.
Yeah.
They're drafted up like a letter.
Well, with the photos and all that of what I've been up to.
Yeah. So did you have any little bits or previews
from
your
show? I'll take you out on this.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Great.
Let's a little song.
Memories like the corner of my mind.
Clever.
Memories.
Yeah.
Big and whooshy memories of the way we were.
Well, that's great.
You know what?
I've got memories and they're in the corner of my brain.
That is Mary Seymour. You can catch her show. Whereabouts are you going to be?
Well, in Melbourne, I'm out in Oak Park at the community centre.
Oh, okay.
Get
Oak
online.
Community centre. Check her out, Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Get online.
She'll be at the Grub Live Show as well.
Yeah, get online.
So we'll see you. We'll see you soon. Thank you, Mary Seymour.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Grub. Now, Greg, you are looking to diversify your portfolio.
Mm-hmm. I heard about this.
Yeah, I've been trying to, the work is sort of slim pickings.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to get into VO work, like voiceover stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's
radio,
good stuff.
Like ads, cartoons.
Yeah,
it's a good living.
Well, because I saw it the other day, I was watching a Studio Ghibli, Studio Ghibli, like an animated movie.
What's that?
Like here, Miyazaki, Spirited Away.
Oh, I thought you meant it was like Studio 10, but a wacky one. It's Studio Ghibli.
Well, Studio 10 is wacky enough.
Yeah. But no, I was just watching, I was looking up the voice actor.
Uh-huh.
And I saw his credits were like 500 credits.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know, there's just so much work for voice actors. Uh-huh. And I just thought, so like I've put together, I was just going to ask you guys mm-hmm. if it's okay. I just want to get a bit of feedback because I've put together like a VO reel.
Okay.
Before I put it out there, I just want to get some feedback from you.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
And just
tell me.
So I'll just play it now and we'll just give you some.
Hi, I'm Greg Larson. I'm a comedian and voice actor. This is a sample of my work. Enjoy.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom! Come on down to McDonald's for a large double quarter pounder meal. It'll make you feel so good. McDonald's. It's time to get horny for McDonald's.
Coming up on Channel 10, a new show featuring a boy with the big boy's show loves to hang out with his mum. Who's this big boy? He's so funny, the big boy.
Hello, Mr. Peeny. My name is Paul Sack Jr. I want to suck you up inside my cum den. You can live inside my cum den.
Cancer. It's a killer. Are you or someone you love being killed by cancer? If so, get them help. Get this cancer out of here!
I'm the Irish policeman, to be sure, to be sure. Well, well, well. Time to fuck you in your little arse.
Mr. Batman, the Chinese ambassador is on the phone. Would you like to speak to him?
Put him through.
Oh, hello, Mr. Batman. I'm going to fuck your little ass.
No. All right, cut that there.
You can't do the voice.
Don't do
Which
that,
voice?
Greg.
Don't do the voice.
But, Batman?
No.
The other one. You know what.
You know what voice we're talking about.
I mean, yeah, but just for a VO, it's just to demonstrate range and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't think that.
No, but I'm not a racist.
No, that's okay. For putting that aside.
You might be.
Yeah,
well, but
they're gonna hire an Asian voiceover actor.
Right, well, so.
I guess, but you don't know. Like, I don't know. I mean, I just went. But was the other stuff all right? Like,
no, there was one. Yeah. At one point, you laughed. Like, if you're gonna,
yeah,
like if you're gonna at least edit it up or do it again, or you can't just.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
I mean, it's funny, but.
Why did the Irish police officer want to fuck people's asses?
Yeah.
Well, it was just a sample of, you know, the kind of script I might get, you know. Well, like, I just wanted to put as examples of
different
scripts.
It sounds like things you were just making up. Like McDonald's, they're never going to get you to say,
horny.
I'm horny, or it makes me horny. Or,
yeah, you're going to send that to studios and agents. I mean, that's just, they don't want.
But do you think they listen to that part of it? You know, they don't.
Yep.
Yeah, they try and, I mean.
All of it.
They'd probably stop after. The horny.
First one?
Okay, so what I'm hearing is.
Or the wit bit when you just did that bit from Braveheart.
Yeah, but that was just an example what I'm hearing is the content is, you know, maybe not great, but the performances were great.
No, both things were bad.
Mm.
So your content was bad and your performance. I don't know what was worse, actually. Okay. The performance?
You just need to, like, say things quickly and clearly in your own voice.
And maybe just get some ads that already exist and just read them instead of, I mean, that cancer one.
I was just saying, I don't know. Well, okay. Do you also want to hear my fart reel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get into that. Hi, I'm Greg Larson. I'm a writer, performer, and comedian. And this is my reel of farts. Thank you for your consideration. Oh.
Oh.
That was actually really good.
No, that's solid. Greg. That's solid. Thank you. Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, then, look, that
that's really good stuff.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, if anyone out there's looking for a fartist, hit me up. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Grub. Edo's back and Greg is here.
Yes, and we are joined by a special guest here in The Grub studio. He's a repeat guest.
Thank God he's back. It's Steve Manley is his name.
Steve Manley
from the Australian Institute of Chodes.
The AIC, the Australian Institute of Chodes. And he's here today to talk about the Safety Chode Guide. Welcome.
An important document.
Welcome, Mr. Manley.
Aye, it's good to be here.
Mm-hmm. So what is the Safety Chode Guide?
Okay, well, I'm so glad that you asked, Greg. Mm-hmm. As you know, a chode is a penis that is as long as it is wide.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little button.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Or a porcini mushroom sort of resembles. I don't know about you, but I can't eat porcinis for that very reason.
Yeah. I've never eaten one.
Aye. Well,
is it possible for a chode to be quite a long penis but also very wide at the same time?
Almost like a flapping square.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, sorry, you want it to be quite wide and long.
Yes, exactly.
Well, if it's as long as it is wide, can it sort of like
that would be a tremendous penis.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that is the antithesis of what a chode is. Mm. That's not to say that you can't have large chodes. I know that we have one member who is, pardon the pun, of course, who is, he has quite a wide chode. He's sort of a great foundation with no house on top.
That's interesting. So the Safety Chode Guide, what is it?
How many members have you got?
The AIC, we've got maybe 70 to 100 members Australia wide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've got at least 20 in our Melbourne chapter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are actually comedians, which is nice. We have
Can you name some of the comedians who are members of the Institute of Chodes? Or is that possible to do?
Aye, of course.
I can.
Aye. Mm. Brisbane. You are a Brisbane boy. Recently, we had Damien Power.
Oh, yeah.
He has quite the chode. Really? And it's quite wet as well.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah.
So, that's just to name one or two. It's quite personal, though. I don't really... I know that Damien is a proud chode owner. But he is just one of many.
Is it confidential normally?
That's your mouse?
Aye.
Okay. That's not really related. Steve Manley's just picked up a mouse, a computer mouse, and has said that it's his. That's interesting. I don't want to put anyone in it too much, but you know, we've had a few guests on this show. I want to just sort of Xavier Michaelides, for example. Does he have a chode?
Oh, Xavier, Xavier is, you know, hasn't come to terms with his chode yet. I see him at some meetings. He won't say anything.
Yeah.
And he'll sort of scoot out immediately after.
Yeah.
Eats all the donuts though. But yeah, apart from that, he still hasn't cut it. And that, you know, and that is part of why we have put together this Safety Chode Guide.
Mm-hmm.
Is so that men and women out there can feel safe with their chode. So
but what do you mean safe? Like what does the Safety Chode Guide do?
Okay, fabulous. Well, it lets you know all the chode friendly venues that are around.
Mm-hmm.
So say you're walking at night, dark, you know, through the streets of Melbourne.
Mm.
You've just got your chode out. In the toilet earlier. Maybe at like a convenience store or, you know, not outside. We're not animals.
Mm.
And maybe another gentleman has seen it and then started to bully you.
Mm-hmm.
and started to follow you and gotten his mates, and they've got a gang and they're running after
him. And they're saying, like, Chode, get him, he's got a chode.
Aye. It'd be quite frightening for, you know, a person with a chode.
Oh, I'd be scared. Aye. So the safety chode guide lets you know what venue, like a place that you can go safety when you have a chode.
Aye. So we are sponsored by Kmart. So all Kmart are safe havens for chodes.
We can tell that walking around.
That makes a lot of sense now. You know,
We approached Big W, but they were like, "No, thank you."
Well, so, it's not on brand for them.
Is that why you often find chodes underneath the clothes? That's like, you know, you might find elastic band, camo pant, cargo shorts. And then a large, like, super XL Darth Vader T-shirt that sort of hangs over the top. Is that to protect from the chode?
Aye. So usually heavy garments, darker garments, never sheer. A chode enjoys sort of a dark atmosphere with a sort of a humid environment. It's quite warm. We don't like the, you know, you never want to see a chode that is cold. Because, you know, shrinkage affects us all. And, you know,
barely come back from a shrinkage.
That's right. It's more like a wee nipple than anything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so are there many, you know, other kinds of venues? You know, if I say I've got a chode and I want to get a haircut, you know, but I want to feel safe, like I'm in a safe space. Are there, like, you know, hairdressers where I can get a haircut?
There are some fabulous hairdressers. Some, you know, we went local. So a lot of the local sort of barbers, we approached first the chode affected barbers with chodes, which is a union.
Right.
So it's quite a large union, barbers with chodes.
So I actually have been attending a barbershop recently, and as I go in, the barber will take me into a small room and just show me his chode. Now, is that part of this chode safety house sort of thing?
That, like, sounds like something that's a bit wrong.
Because, you know, I felt as if he was trying to show me as a way to say, look, I'm not a threat to you. I have a chode.
I mean, that is sort of not unlike a dog meeting another dog. You know, one will sort of go sort of, you know, that lower status and maybe bend down or get on his tummy.
Would it be appropriate to touch chodes as a sign of sort of, you know, common respect?
Much like how the alpha male of, say, a chimpanzee, to sort of show respect, they touch his hand. It means that you accept the chode into your life and that you respect the chode. And that you're not frightened by the chode, and that you don't hate the chode, because, you know, chode phobia is quite bad. You know, a lot of the mainstream media sort of, you know, they vilify the chode and they sort of do fake news for the chode. A lot of the chode gangs of last year, that was all just drum up. There were no chode gangs roaming the streets, you know, kicking over bins and weeping, you know, that didn't happen. Okay, we don't go in gangs, and there's a lot of a different sort of misinformation in that way. Chode people are peaceful, fun-loving men who have tiny penises. Okay,
yeah,
you know,
who go into stand-up comedy.
Aye, so a lot of us are in stand-up. A lot of us, in fact, Joe Hildebrand. Okay. One of the most famous chode lovers, Studio 10, fabulous fellow, you know. And he's got one of the slipperiest, tiniest chodes you've ever seen, and it's gross, you know, but we still accept him. So, you know, even for people that, and I've seen some disgusting chodes, Joe Hildebrand has kind of, it's like a picture of a water balloon before it's been sort of filled with water. And that's Joe Hildebrand's chode. It's kind of a noodle.
Yeah, right. Bit sort of flaccid and loose and small and elastically.
There's nothing to it. It's just what's underneath. You know, I just imagine, you know, when he must wee, it must be like one of those wee boys statues. Just that with very bad water pressure. Anyway, I don't want to get hung
up
on...
Do you have confidentiality sort of, you know, agreements in place?
No, Joe is proud of his chode. And in fact, I mean, he behaves like a chode on pretty much any chance he can get. So
that's true. That's true.
I didn't see how he'd be upset.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
that's okay.
People have learned a lot.
Yeah, you can pick up your chode safety guide anywhere.
Can I just ask before you leave, can we see your chode?
Aye, sure, of course. Sure. May I have permission?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, so, it, yeah, with my pubes.
It's got a smell.
Aye, there is a... So as you can see, I've got quite a large bush, and you can... If I
can't even see it, but I can smell it. I smelt it before I saw it.
Aye.
Is that normal?
Aye.
It doesn't feel like it needs to smell.
Aye, well, I mean, it's to let you know it's there.
Oh, that's fucked. Okay. All right, we gotta go. We gotta get out of
Okay,
here.
I'll just zip this bad boy up.
Please do.
And just, you know, I'll just let myself
out. More grub coming up.
Margaret, thank you for joining us.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why
I'm
here.
Happening?
Honey, this is a mediator from the courts, from the Australian Federal.
What?
Your husband has justice decided to plead guilty to all of the counts.
What counts?
Yeah. See, this is what we're here to discuss, honey. I'm pleading guilty to some criminal charges, and those charges, you know, this will be hitting the news. So, you know, we need to talk about it before.
Really good stuff, Ron. Well done.
Well, thank you.
That's right, Margaret. My name is Wally, and your husband has some things that he needs to tell you, and I'm here to help facilitate that. Mm. And can I just say that your husband has actually been quite brave.
I don't know what's happening. Well, is it? Have you gotten in trouble at work? Is that it?
Well, yes and no.
What counts? What are they? What are the counts? Like what charges?
Officially, the charges are in indecent. They call it indecent exposure.
What?
And assault.
What?
But that sounds a lot worse than what it is, because it's often with these kinds of charges, there'll be a blanket term that other things are folded into.
It's come to light that your husband has been conducting himself in a manner that is...
I think it'd be best if it comes from my own words, I think.
Ron,
I think
just tell me what's happened. What have you done?
The charges are indecent exposure and assault, okay? But that isn't necessarily... That doesn't really explain what it is. All I've done, realistically, and it's not as bad as it sounds... All I've done is installed, you know, approximately 15 to 16 different sort of, I guess the best way to describe it would be listening devices.
What?
Into public toilets around Melbourne.
Oh, my God. What do you mean?
Through a complicated system. Also, it's just, honey.
I don't understand.
It is important to note that there were no sort of, you know, cameras or visual.
No, there was nothing visual. There was nothing visual. All I did, what I would do, and I will explain it to you, is I would go into a toilet, for example, drill a hole, you know, through the wall, sometimes the floor, sometimes the actual, if I could get access to the toilet itself, that's the ideal option. And I would sort of drill a hole. I get a small little, like a funnel type of thing, and I would attach that in there, connected to a length of pipe or hose that I would then sort of feed through the toilet block into a sort of central, I guess you could call it a routing system. So I'd go into the stalls. Say you've got a stall, right? A block of toilets. You've got 15 stalls, individual toilets. In each individual one, I would put a funnel, a pipe. That all goes through into the walls, into a central thing, and then I would sit there in one of the stalls. The only one that I didn't sort of set up with this tube system, and I would have a sort of headphone kind of thing, a construction that I've constructed that then would attach to my head.
Was that,
and I would
was sit, that
just picture?
Was that funnels as well, or was that?
Yeah, well, it was kind of like funnels. It was like, you know, when you have those little cans when you're a kid and you get the string in the cans. It's kind of like a more.
If I could just interject, I'd like to imagine that it's kind of what the bridge of a ship uses in the old timey to get down to the engine room.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So you imagine I would actually consider myself, like I would sit there and I'd.
You'd be the captain.
I'd put a little captain's hat on and I would sit on the toilet listening to all these different tubes and listening to just the fart sounds and the plops and the piddle and all that kind of stuff. And I would listen to it. It's okay. So, you don't have to cry.
Margaret.
And I would.
Yeah. This, unfortunately, your husband was caught after quite a lengthy investigation.
How long have you been doing this for?
Well,
it's been roughly 20 years since I first started. I mean, I've been doing it as long as I can remember in some form or another. When I was a kid, I used to get like a little paper cup that I would just sort of hold to the wall of the toilet stall, and it just sort of evolved from there.
So the police conducted an investigation that lasted roughly 2 years. There was multiple video surveillance.
Yeah. I'm on video, and here's the thing that you need to understand, and this is why it's not as bad as what it sounds like. It was nothing sexual about it.
Mm.
I just like to call myself the poop captain.
Yeah.
And sit there, and it just makes me feel.
You're the CEO of the Commonwealth Bank.
Yeah, but I'm also the captain of poop sounds.
So good news is.
I don't understand how the tubes could carry the sound.
Well, it's actually, and this is the problem. I ran into a lot of problems originally because I started with hose, you know, and a rubber hose, it cancels it out. And then I ran into all kinds of issues there. Yeah. You could get it from a short distance PVC pipe. It actually amplifies the sound as it bounces around inside the pipe. And it would all go into that sort of central chamber, and then that would come back into my.
What if there was more system. Than one at the same time? Well, like, how could you do that part of it?
That's part of it, yeah. And that was the dream. I would love to go to festivals and that kind of thing. And it would almost be like I was the conductor of an orchestra, you know. And I would sit there and just sort of wave my little hands around and go, "Oh."
So there is good news. Yeah. At first. He was charged with being an insane pervert, but since, you know, we had some conversations and hearings and interviews with police, he is no longer a pervert.
But Ron, I mean, here's the question I have is, give me a minute, can I have a tissue?
Yes, of course.
Sure.
What's wrong with my farts and plops and whittles?
Well, honey.
Why did you have to get it from somewhere else? I farted plops and whittles.
I know you do. And look, I listened to all of them.
And I think
I did.
This is really good. I want you to look into your wife's eyes and say that how much you love her farts, plops and piddles.
I love your farts and poops and piddles. Okay?
Does that make you feel like your own kind of captain?
Yeah, it makes me feel a bit like a captain.
I want you to look into her eyes and say, I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now. The captain of the poop machine.
I'm the captain now.
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 Shut up!
Does that make you feel better or
is the it, same? But how long is he going away for today?
Like 30 years. Yeah. It's gonna be pretty crazy.
Wish that you'd gotten done on white collar crime.
Yeah.
Wish you only had
that's
stolen.
The crazy thing, because I've done so many other crimes in terms of like crazy. You know, financial crime.
Well, you've stolen
the superannuation.
Yeah, I'm like I stole all these people's superannuation and stuff.
But this one is what they get you on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's wild.
It's ironic in a way.
Well,
let you go. This is the last time you see each other. You want to leave you with something, Ron?
Yeah.
Something to remember me by.
Yeah, what?
Oh, that is...
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Well, thank you, Margaret. That's
oh, that is
very distressed.
That is fucked.
Oh man, oh, fuck! Take me off to jail. Oh fucking hell!
Why is that, so thick?
I had nachos.
Why is that? I can taste it.
Fucking hell! All right.
Fuck.
Let's cut to the next sketch.
It's me, Mario.
It's me, Luigi. It's me, Waluigi.
It's me, Wario.
It's me, Mario.
It's me, Luigi.
It's me, Waluigi.
It's me, Wario.
It's me, Mario.
It's me, Luigi. It's me, Waluigi.
It's me, Wario.
Thank you, it's the Grub.
Signing off.
This is the end of... Is my mic on? Check.
Can I just say I'm so happy to be back. I'm having a really good time.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. We're having a good time that you're back. Everybody's having
and
a good
I
time.
Think the people at home or on the train or wherever they are listening to this, they're glad you're back.
Yeah, I bet.
As well.
Grub of the week, as always, is Scott Morrison.
Yes, that's right. That absolute cunt.
We'll keep calling him Grub of the Week until he's voted out.
That's right. We are brave.
He can't take this pressure anymore.
And as always, we refuse to have Louis C.K. as a guest on this
pod. Yes,
that's
true. Obviously. Yeah, he's been in touch
that
again.
That ban is still in force. We love you all. There's a Patreon bonus episode if you want to listen to. No, what were you going to say?
We should have done it at the start. I just want to tell the live shows. I know you've been plugging them.
Yeah,
but they're on sale now.
That's right. They're on sale now. Go. We'll put a link.
Get online.
Saturdays, 28th of March, 4th, 11th and 18th of April at 4 p.m. At Cooper's Inn. Tickets are $35.
That's in Melbourne. That's the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Melbourne International
the Grub.
Comedy
We'll put
Festival.
Links up and everything, but you can Google it. You can find it on the Melbourne International Comedy website if you look up The Grub.
But guys, I'm not in Melbourne. What do I do? Don't worry. These are live recorded episodes that we will also put up.
If it goes well too. I'm not opposed to going to Brisbane.
Maybe more little cities. We'll see how this goes.
That's right.
But it will be live. So each one will be a live episode, which means each one will be entirely different. You could go to all four if you want to spend the money.
And you'd be like, why should I come to that when I can just hear it online? Well, you know, things could be edited out.
Well, it's also...
And I could get racist.
It's also time to put a name to a face. Face to a name.
A lot of those online trolls.
No, of all our people.
Yeah.
Funny Lady apparently is going to be there.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Funny Lady looks remarkably like Ben, putting in almost no effort.
Arnie Carroll, though, she's got a bit, she puts in a bit of effort.
Oh, really? You're going to do that?
Maybe.
Going to see Arnie Carroll.
That's fun. Come on down, get online, check it out. And
I'll show you my butthole.
Greg will show you his brown eye.
We have to if the Grub's going to make an appearance. I mean,
hello.
There's no other way to do it.
It's the Grub.
Hello, I've been in Wales.
Oh.
Where in all the Wales.
What?
All of the Wales.
All of the Wales, bums.
Yeah.
And in the come out the top in the blowhole.
Well, that's
sperm
great.
Whale.
Sperm whale. Yeah, you better believe it.
And I'd hate to fucking put a halt on this riff, but we gotta go. See you later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Back doing this again. Like, honestly, how many times?